Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tony Criscola. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Conroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Yank Terry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Yank Terry. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Conroy and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartek hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge catches it and throws to first to double up Pesci. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-0, Browns. Bill Butland now pitching. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gutteridge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Moncrief covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Conroy and he is out, Pesky applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Butland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butland hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn throws to second for one, and Stevens throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Butland moves to second. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Criscola hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Pesky moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pesky scores. Finney moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Browns. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Criscola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Finney scores. Williams moves to third. It's 5-2, Browns. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Browns. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0 for 1 in the game. Conroy takes first base on ball 4. Tabor moves to second. Joe Cronin pinch hits for Bill Butland. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Conroy moves to third. It's 5-4, Browns. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Mace Brown now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Clift trying to get to home. DiMaggio throws the ball into Conroy who tags Clift who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Finney reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Finney scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Red Sox. George Caster now pitching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. Doerr moves to third. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Conroy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Criscola hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 6, Red Sox, 6. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. George Castor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Pesky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Pesky reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Pesky scores. Finney moves to second. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Conroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conroy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Conroy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-3 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Criscola hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Caster covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for George Caster. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gutteridge bunts for an out with unknown description. Lobbs moves to second. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. It's Browns, 7, Red Sox, 7. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Farron's now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Finney reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams is walked intentionally. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lupien hits a fly ball into left field. Criscola settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Finney scores. Williams moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.